This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're winter fishing. The majority of Alaskans do their fishing in the summer months, but there are some that take advantage of the peace and quiet that winter lends to their favorite fishing holes, which in most cases are still full of fish.
You don't see them a lot in the winter, but they're there. And sometimes I just forget about them, like, oh, they just hibernate or something over the winter, but they're in there.
That's Lucas Rowley, and right now he's leading me to one of his favorite fly fishing spots in Anchorage. After parking at a Midtown baseball field, we're able to walk to the creek in just 5 minutes. Today, we're fishing for trout.
10 years ago, only the Frontiers people on the cutting edge were doing this, but word kind of got out, and there's a lot of people that fish during the winter, not as much as the summer, but before it used to kind of be like a secret.
On this snowy morning, it still does seem like a secret. It's quiet, and not only is nobody fishing, there's almost no one out here at all, as far as humans go, anyway.
Oh, and there's a bald eagle sitting up in the trees there. That's another neat thing about this, is you get to, you know, see a lot of wildlife, eagles. I think he's just sitting up there probably looking for fish, so it's kind of a neat thing, too. That adds to the ambience, I guess, the feeling of being out here.
Rowley has been fishing in Alaska for a long time, but he just started winter fishing last year. He quickly discovered there are places all over the state you can fish right now, and we're not just talking about trout.
There's a winter run of silver salmon in the Russian River, I think parts of the Kenai. They've been caught in the Anchor. They start about December 1st, and they spawn all the way through March. You're not allowed to keep them, but you can catch a silver salmon in the middle of winter, which is just incredible.
Currently, though, we aren't catching anything, so it's time to find a new spot. We pick one where the water is warmer and more turbulent.
Oh, I see some tracks down here already.
Yeah.
That looks dangerous, huh?
Yeah, that's one thing in winter fishing. You gotta watch where the ice shelf is.
Rowley says ice shelves are just one of the dangers of winter fishing.
The eye holes on your fishing pole will ice up. When it's really cold, you gotta take time to pull your pole back and then knock all the ice off, so your line can be free. Another thing is toes and fingers getting cold is a big one. I like to keep the gloves on, but it's kind of awkward to hold the fly line. And then if, you know, you catch a snag and you have to break off, you got to take your gloves off. And so that's kind of a pain.
Eventually, all this talk of fish makes us hungry.
What's your favorite way to cook a trout?
I think pan fried. With a little bit of oil with my eggs in the morning when it's fresh. It's probably my favorite.
So if we get lucky, that's what you'll be eating for breakfast tomorrow, or maybe even today.
Yeah, maybe. These trout are pretty small. I'd probably let it go, but you never know. Sometimes there's a big one here.
Sadly, there will be no fresh trout for breakfast on this morning. After about an hour of no action, we decide to call it quits. Rowley says he wasn't expecting to catch much today. But for him, that's not important.
It's just like a zenful experience. I mean, you've got the sound of the water, and then it's this art that you have to learn. You know, it's kind of nice when you get that fishing bug and you don't have to wait, you know, 5 months for summer to hit. You could do a little fishing in the winter.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.